This is Digital Dave, and I'm joined by Jeff Rutan of the Rutan family. Yes, the Rutan family. And he's got interesting airplanes made from unusual, I guess you could say, composite materials. What is your material of choice,
actually,
Jeff?
Actually, it's only one material. That's plastic.
Okay.
And that's the Lego bricks that have been around for many decades and have always been popular.
Very.
And my nephew we call him a Lego maniac. Likes to build all kinds of things with it and do little animations for YouTube and such. And he attended the rollout of the White Knight 2, and he was aware that I had some idea of using my 3D software to design Lego models. And so he really wanted to build White Knight 2 as a Lego model. And originally I was trying to do that with just full-size bricks. And when I planned it out, it was going to be so huge and expensive, it really wasn't going to work. Practical for a 10-year-old boy to do, or even me at the time. And
See, cost constraints.
Right. So I tried doing the design for the spaceship too, and that was going to work more practically for us, and so we went ahead and did that. And
apparently, you didn't stop there.
Well, no, we did do a stop motion video of him building the original spaceship too, and that's on YouTube as well. But after we got that one done, he said, "Well, we got to do the Voyager and the Spaceship One," and then we said, "Well, why don't we just do all of them?" And then we can't do the kits because Lego doesn't wholesale their bricks, but we can sell plans so anybody could build them and at the same time get some of my dad's legacy out there for the story to a new generation to be able to connect you through the Legos.
So you've basically ended up doing every single Rutan design in Lego.
Well, not every single design. There are some that are so secret that there's no information out there. You can Google all your heart out and won't find several of the Rutan and scaled aircraft. And there's also a lot that were not human flown. And so we limited it to just the ships that were human piloted, designed and built by either Rutan Aircraft Factory or Scaled, and a few others that were kind of part of the story, including Jim Beatty's BD-5J and Corey Bird's Symmetry, which are just kind of part of the storyline.
I've seen that's gorgeous.
Oh yeah.
I don't understand the connection between the BD-5J and...
Well, my dad, actually wasn't completely finished with his first airplane, the Very Vegan, had moved to Kansas and was working for Jim Beatty, and he actually developed the jet version while he was there for a short period of time before moving to starting his company, Rutan Aircraft Factory, in Mojave, California. So that was a short period, but an interesting part of the story, and it's part of the model collection and part one of the ships in the plans.
Now you keep talking about plans. You've actually developed plans for all these models.
Yes, we have step by step, a few bricks at a time, how to build every single one of them. And some of them are very easy, are less than 100 bricks, and you can put them together in a few minutes, and practical for say an 8-year-old to do on their own. If you're going to glue them, which is not required, but if you're going to glue them, then it probably requires some supervision and maybe a little older child to handle a project The biggest one is huge. The White Knight 2. Now, the reason we were able to get White Knight 2 a little more practical is by using the third height plates as well as the full height bricks. But we don't use any of the special pieces. None of the angled pieces or anything. Just the very first original bricks for the whole thing. But in a number of characters or colors, mostly white, of course.
Mostly.
Yeah. And The White Knight is nearly 5 foot wingspan. The White Knight 2, excuse me, and the spaceship 2 that mounts underneath it is nearly 2 feet long, and together they're about 5,000 Legos. And
wow, that's more than I have.
Okay, so the I'm not sure if I did. I did the grand total of all of them, and you know, there's tens of thousands. I can't remember how many Legos in the entire collection of 47 ships, but they're all on display and will be on display for the rest of the year in the EAA AirVenture Museum, right underneath the Spaceship One model.
The full size Spaceship One mock-up.
Yes, full size.
And the Lego mock-up.
Now all the ones in the museum here are a 1/30th scale of the actual size. And in the plans, I also have, because some of those ships are so huge, I have a 1/45 or 1/45th scale, which I call the mini scale. And I call it the mini scale because that's pretty much the exact scale of the mini figures that are pretty popular now in the Lego collections. And so you can kind of gauge the size there. For the larger, I needed the larger scale to build some of the smaller ships without them falling apart. So that's why what I call the reference scale is all 1/30. And then we have a collection of people in the exhibit that are a little bigger than the minifigures, but are actually some of the key people involved in the Rutan legacy story, and they're part of the museum exhibit as well. And then the very biggest ships, because even the mini version is still pretty big. You have a 3 foot wingspan on the White Knight 2 in mini scale. I built one that takes that down to a 1 foot scale. It's 1/100 scale for just the White Knight 2 and the Spaceship 2.
Now, I'm assuming at some point in this odyssey of building, because you built 47 models, your wife must have said, when are you going to stop playing with these Legos and fix this or do that?
That's come up a number of times. I said we started the original model 3 years ago and then took a little break and then built a few more of the most popular ones. And then I built a few more kind of later on and took a break. And then last year I was hoping to get it done, and I had some other business things to take care of and personal things, and so we were not able to make it last year. But then this year, when we heard they were going to be honoring my dad with a Rutan Day, that was yesterday here at EAA, I said, well, we've got to have this collection at the museum, even though we don't have the plans ready, just so people can see it in connection with the celebration.
So now you're ready to build a real airplane because you've just gone through all the same experiences.
Well, I found that I know, because I've had to research all of this, and I actually don't have any more information than, even though I'm Bert Rutan's son, I don't have any more information than anyone else with Google has.
I guess they never had to take your son to work day there.
No, and scale does not, including my dad, none of the employees are allowed to share any of that information unless the customer has given them permission, and even then they need to be pretty close-lipped about it. So most of the designs are taken just from photographs of the actual ships and some of the wingspan information I could find.
So you went out and bought the Revell model.
No. All of my reference information, and there's a few of the early designs I did actually get some hints from my dad. You know, stuff that he did have permission things I needed to tweak to get a little more accurate. But pretty much all of them were just from information found using Google.
That's interesting that you didn't have any better information than anyone else. I mean, even on the earlier designs, the Rutan Aircraft Factory planes, which obviously are not associated with any kind of classified anything, but I guess he got rid of all the plans. He doesn't want any of those around.
Well, I actually do have a set of plans from the old days for the Long Easy, and I may have one for the Very Vegan as well, but I didn't use those on this project. It was for doing the of course, with Lego, the resolution of the detail is not very high. So all I really needed to do my design work was a three view and a wingspan. So a top, front, side view, and then a wingspan. So I got it the right scale.
Are these with gear up or gear down?
Well, my that's a good question. My design decision on that is that anything that had fixed landing gear would have landing gear on it in the model. And anything that did not, then it would be represented as retracted. So if you look, some of them are sitting on the ground in the, they're all sitting on the ground in the display, but they may, if they had retracting landing gear, then they're not as tall as they would be if they're really on the runway.
Now, these plans are going to be for sale, I understand.
Yes. Yeah, that's our goal with the project, and is to try to get these out to help encourage get the story out to a younger generation and get them enthusiastic about it, especially as the Spaceship Two will start flying soon. The kids will know about that, but won't really know what led up to it, and you have the entire history from the late 1960s up through today of all the lineage that led up to that Spaceship Two, and some interesting stories that the 10 to 15 year old children as well as adults who are interested in the aviation and anybody who's interested in the Legos would get a kick out of.
That's very cool. Now, where can we find information on these plan sets?
Okay. Well, it is going to be several months, probably 6 months, before we have something ready to publish. But the best way to find out about that, you can get some information about the project by going to our website, which is aircraft, S as in space, or Bricker, and Bricker is a term that's commonly used for people who like to build Legos. So you can go to actually aerospacebricker, all one word, .com, or asbricker is a short version, so it's not as long to type, or just aerobricker. Any of those will get you to the site. And there's a contact tab on there and a link that'll send an email to me. If you do that, then I'll send you a notice when the books are available.
Very good, very good. I want to thank you for joining us, and I guess you're happy to have been able to finally get out of Mojave and come to the real world.
Well, I actually live in San Diego, where I'm.
Can't get much more real than that.
Where we have very nice weather most of the year, pretty much all the year round, and so I'm not really anxious to move from there.
Very good. Well, thank you for joining us, and this is Digital Dave, and you're listening to EAA Radio.